Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio. I am in a studio full of talent. I have Mina, Rhiannon, and Zeke all in representing the Young Performers Theater, who is about to start the audition process for the next performance. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. It's that time of year with auditioning things. So why don't we say, very first and foremost, what production are we doing?
Rhiannon. We will be doing, drum roll please, The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan this year.
Mm-hmm. And that's I feel like when I first heard you're doing that, I'm like, yes, because I got Modern Major General mm-hmm. in my head, as was, I think, probably everyone when they saw the posters. Yeah. But why did you choose this particular production to put on this year?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons why this is the right time to do this show. One of the things that we talk about every year is what are the aspects that we can push our participants and how can we grow them individually and grow as a program. And so musically speaking, this is going to be one of the most difficult shows that we've tackled so far. It is a classical style operetta with some difficult harmonies and musical runs mm-hmm. And also just an older style of singing, like a more classical style of singing rather than a lot of modern musical theater is more pop vocalizations.
Yeah.
So we're excited to work on that kind of training and to expose some young people who may not be familiar with that kind of music. So that's a big reason why we were interested in doing it.
Excellent.
It's also super funny. It's really fun.
It is a fun production.
Yeah, it's farcical. It's in the public domain, so we have a license to kind of
even better
mess with it.
Yeah.
There's pirates and police officers and
And singing
paradoxes.
And
yeah. So.
So, Mina, you're old hat when it comes to Young Performers
yeah.
Theater. How long have you been a part of this organization?
Yeah. So I've been doing YPT since I was a fourth grader.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I am a sophomore now. So it's been a while. And it's just been really fun. I just love the program and I love performing. And the whole experience is just so great.
So what were your first reactions to hearing Pirates of Penzance?
I was a little surprised because it's very new and different from what we've done in the past, mm-hmm. which is I'm really excited for. But my reaction is kind of the music's so hard.
Do they know this? What are they doing?
I know the Major General song too.
Mm-hmm.
A tongue twister, yeah. And yeah, I mean, the music is usually, that's the part that I really enjoy the mm-hmm. most, I think. I mean, I love doing the whole production. But yeah, I'm really excited this time to spend extra time on music.
Excellent. And it's going to be done in two casts again, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the full production for the big kids, and then what's for the little kids?
Yeah, so for students in 7th grade and below, we'll be doing a junior version of the show, which will run about an hour instead of the full length is a little over 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it simplifies some of the music and, you know, cuts out some verses to make songs shorter. So it's the same story, but just kind of in a little smaller, a little more digestible.
It's just the abridged version of
yeah.
the story mm-hmm. instead of the unabridged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's something that's there's a lot of opportunity for all the kids. So
mm-hmm.
this is the audition process. What does that look like if there's someone out there who wants to audition but hasn't done it before? How does one go about auditioning?
Yes, great question. So the first step would be to go to www.fineartscamp.org and visit the Young Performers Theater page and sign up for an audition. And audition sounds like a really scary word.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to make it very accessible for everyone
mm-hmm.
Because we don't want the audition to be a barrier. Everybody gets to participate. Nobody doesn't get cast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just ask that you prepare 30 seconds of a song. And then for the younger students, we have some little excerpts from Pirates of Penzance to perform for the acting portion, and then the older students, you just do a monologue. Mm-hmm. Zeke and I are both very friendly, so don't be intimidated. And it's usually, I think, a fun process, right, Mina?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you'll be, what a cappella piece you'll be auditioning with? Yeah. Are you still working on it?
I know. I figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm singing a song from another Gilbert and Sullivan show.
Excellent.
To audition. But you could sing anything, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Yeah. Especially if you're new to this. Mm-hmm. We just want you to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. So if you're not familiar with musical theater at all, you can come in and sing your favorite song, just something that you know already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, happy birthday. All good choices.
They're all songs. They're all sung a cappella.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the auditions is more for finding where a person will fit in, not necessarily mm-hmm. if they're going to fit in. Right. It's just where.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody who auditions is part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And we have financial aid opportunities available. So if that is a concern of yours, don't let it be. And you can find that information on our website as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So the auditions themselves, I've got to make sure the dates are in here, are happening November 20th through mm-hmm. the 23rd. And you said, Rhiannon, just to go online. So you basically sign up for a little spot. It's not going to be mm-hmm. a nerve-wracking process of mm-hmm. like, I just imagine like the idea of auditions is a bunch of people lined up outside in a hallway, like running through their script, looking like they're about to go to see the principal.
No.
It's not like that. It's much more fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just individual little meetings. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So when will people hear back about how they will be cast, and when do when do rehearsals start? The real fun stuff.
Great questions. So like you said, we have auditions next Wednesday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will have callbacks, and that's just a chance for us to see a little bit more from some people. And then we will be casting by the following Wednesday.
Awesome.
So the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So you can brag to all your relatives of like, mm-hmm. oh, yes, I've been cast in the new production. And this is my performance. Oh, that'd be wonderful. And
in a British accent, too.
In a British accent.
I default to weird accents sometimes.
No, it's appropriate for the show.
Yeah. Bring your best British accent to the audition. Mm-hmm. We'll be excited to hear it.
Yes.
Just to make it extra fun. Mm-hmm. And so our rehearsals going to be starting then
in the new year.
Okay, so folks will have a chance to get settled in with your character, mm-hmm. get behind it, and then hit the ground running come
in January.
2020.
Yep.
And when will the actual performance be? Is that
This is the fun part.
It's pretty exciting.
So part of the plot of Pirates of Penzance centers around leap year,
mm-hmm.
and 2020 is a leap year. So we're actually going to be having the show February 28th. 29th and March 1st. Mm-hmm. February 29th is Frederick's birthday. He's one of the main characters in the show.
Awesome.
So I'm pretty excited about
that. That's
another reason why it was the perfect time to do the show.
The stars aligned. It was meant to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So one more time, it's going to be happening. The auditions will be happening next Wednesday through Saturday, mm-hmm. November 20th through the 23rd. Anyone interested just has to go online, mm-hmm. sign a little sign-up spot, mm-hmm. and pick an a cappella piece to sing.
Yep.
Mina, do you have any like words of like, I guess if a kid's on the fence, like, mm-hmm. oh, do I do it? Do I not? What would you say to encourage someone? If like, what do you get out of the most for Young Performers Theater? What keeps you coming back for a decade?
I think, I mean, one of the really awesome things about YPT and just theater in general is the community that you have, mm-hmm. And just the cast. And I think that's always, it's just so fun. So if you're worried about auditioning, know that just, you'll get to just make a show with a bunch of people, and then it'll just be really fun. yeah, we have a good time.
Excellent. I mean, it's you get to perform, and that's fun, but it's the community and the process that's... Mm-hmm. The journey is a good part, not just the destination.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Excellent. Like that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, all three of you, so much for coming in. So Young Performers Theater will be performing The Pirates of Penzance from Gilbert and Sullivan. Auditions are next week. And hopefully you'll have a whole fleet of talented kiddos.
An
armada. I'm starting to think of pirates.
You can also call our office if you have any questions at 747-3085.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you all three of you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And hope, best of luck, break a leg
with
auditions.